we're left speculating, which is just what I asked Professor Peter Summer to do.
We think what they could be doing is researching the ways of separating out communications data from content.
I mean, one of the things they say they are spending the money on is making more effective and timely use of the information.
That requires significant computer engineering. It's the difference between having the information in your local library and being able to call it up rapidly, Google-like, on your screen.
But in the end, that's all speculation, and there are lots of other theories around. But one thing that's not in doubt is that the expenditure at this stage is a lot more than people were expecting. And that, for David Davis, brings back some uncomfortable memories.
This is a little like the argument we had with the identity card system, which was a simpler system than we're talking about here. And it was estimated by the government at something less than a quarter of what experts thought the real outcome would be. And the same is true here, but in spades, because the technology is changing under their feet.
And for Julian Huppert, the key question is simply one of priorities.
What the Home Office kept talking about was that it would help us to tackle serious and organised crime. The Home Secretary keeps talking about paedophiles and terrorists. But £400 million is money that could be used by the police to do a whole lot of good on serious organised crime and just on getting more bobbies out on the street.
Julian Huppert. Well, we did invite the Home Office to take part. They declined.